Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
So the Met Gala took place last night, and this is always a seminal event in pop culture, or at least it's become one, which started off as like just a little charitable event. Now it's this huge, huge, huge thing. You're not a somebody till you show up on the red carpet of the Met Gala.
Right.
So we got three, there's lots of stories about it, but there's three stories we're going to focus on. One involves Nicki Minaj, one involves Lil Nas X, and one involves Congresswoman
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez,
AOC. Let's start with Nicki Minaj.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj has chosen not to get vaccinated. She unfortunately has chosen to not get vaccinated because of a few conspiracy theories. Now, you could not attend the Met Gala.
You don't say.
Okay. you could not attend the Met Gala if you weren't vaccinated. It wasn't even like you can get tested, and as long as you test negative, you can attend. Gotta be vaccinated. She doesn't want to get vaccinated. Why, Nicki, don't you want to get vaccinated? She takes to Twitter.
Oh, boy.
She says she doesn't want to get vaccinated because her cousin's fiance got vaccinated and he had a reaction. And the reaction was, can I say?
No.
Okay. That his, can I say?
Yes.
Okay.
we're so professional.
His testicles swelled up so much he couldn't walk.
Uh-huh.
What?
And because of that, her fiance had to cancel her wedding because the groom could not walk himself down the aisle. Now, very unfortunately for this gentleman, Nicki put this on Twitter because people started calling him out and saying, nah, it's not that he took the vaccine. It's because he's riddled with STDs. He's been cheating on his fiance for quite a minute now.
A lot of people started coming out.
So Nicki couldn't go to the Met Gala. Her cousin's fiance's junk is blown up, and he's a cheater. So,
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was Nicki Minaj. Now let's take it to AOC.
Okay. So this is a little less comical, but still very interesting. So AOC, who is a lightning rod for, people on really both sides. of the political spectrum, she showed up to the Met Gala, which, I mean, she's from New York City. She represents Brooklyn. Okay. So that's all part of it. But then she showed up in a designer gown, which everybody there is wearing designer clothes, but the gown's beautiful, but the back of the gown had what has kind of become a big message of hers, which is tax the rich. She thinks that we don't tax the rich in this country, the mega rich. Calm down, everybody in Lincoln.
when I saw this, I thought, and I even said it to Gavin, girl, take a night off.
Right.
Go to the Met Gala, drink your little champagne, wear a designer gown, just let it go for a night.
And it wasn't just that, but there's also a lot of people saying that she's a hypocrite, that she's at this event that celebrates excess and celebrates wealth. Like, you can't attend unless it's a $30,000. It's a $30,000 ticket, and you're wearing a designer gown that
probably costs lots of money.
I know that. Yeah, she already said she had to give it back. But so there's that message of like, well, what does that look like? And then the woman who designed the gown for AOC made a really good point, and she said, well, what better venue to take that message to than one surrounded with rich people? Where, like, you literally are saying, like, I want to do this to all of you people here. And it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. People are talking about it today, so.
I mean, that angle of it, I think, is kind of cool. Like, at first, I thought, it didn't occur to me that she was sort of, I think you told me off the air, she was a sheep going into a den of wolves.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of those things where it's like,
that's not my line. That's somebody else's line.
I'm sending a message to everybody out there. But it turns out I'm sending a message to everybody in here.
Right.
Which is kind of gutsy. I like that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think people are talking more about the stunt today than they are talking about the message. But let's move on to something real fun. And
listen,
when I say real fun, I mean Lil Nas X fun.
Ooh.
Can you believe we lived in a world without him for so long?
It does seem weird that he's only been on the scene for like a year.
Yeah, and he is just such a breath of fresh.
He's like Lady Gaga when Lady Gaga first came out.
He is.
I love almost everything about Lil. When Lil Nas X came out, I was so quick to dismiss him.
Oh, you hated that
song. Stupid ass song. I still think it's a stupid ass song. But at the same,
Old Town Road.
Yeah, it's
what?
Just it's just
so
dumb.
Fun. He can't just let his hair down and have a good
you
time.
You have your opinions. I have mine.
Right. That's true. I do. But since then, Lil Nas X has just over and over and over again just gave me the giggles with what he yeah. does. What did he do last night at the Met Gala?
Okay, so first of all, I want to point out, he's got the greatest face. There's something about, and
he
you
still
can
looks
tell,
like a little boy.
Still looks like a little boy, but you could tell he's got money now. Mm-hmm. So he's been getting his facials. And it's like, ooh, you look supple. Okay. He shows up originally in a huge gold cloak, much like the king from the cartoon of Robin Hood wore. Okay.
Yeah.
So it goes all the way up his neck. Big shoulders, huge train. Okay, his entire body is covered in this incredible cape, right? It's closed to the front.
Mm-hmm.
Then his people remove the cape. Under that is a gold suit, much like the Iron Man outfit.
He looks like sexy C-3PO.
Okay,
what?
Okay, all gold, head to toe. Then he takes that off, and he's wearing a gold glittery, skin-tight, zip-up jumpsuit, okay?
It and looks like a unitard?
It's a unitard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's what he said. We got to... Okay, he said, how did I decide to get to this look? Well, it was about three different looks. We got to sexy, you know, we got to real sexy, and then we got to slutty.
It's like he was like a Russian doll.
Yeah.
The outfits just kept getting tinier and tinier.
And unfortunately, AOC wants to take his money.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's fine with that. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.